And up in the sky, we have, oh, goodness me, all sorts of spectacular, you know, shows of planets in the last while. People were looking up and people were checking were they in a line and all sorts of things. It was great fun. I suppose that there are other things up there, though. And one particular one is hurtling around the place, and it's a little bit away at the moment, but maybe the chances that this 60 to 100 meter wide asteroid could hit us in 2032, that's up there. Let's find out more from David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Hello to you, David.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So is that big, 60 to 100 meter? And at what speed does it travel to make it seem even bigger?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, it could be small. So I've seen some estimates down as low as 40 meters. But, you know, we should probably think of the worst case scenario, because that's what you're going to have to allow for if you try to do anything about it. And 100 meters is enormous. So most people know Croke Park. The pitch is less than 100 meters wide, a bit longer than that. So roughly, if it were a square, it'd be that size. Now remember, it's a ball, it's a sphere. So it would be up towering over the stadium if you did plonk it down in the middle of the pitch. And then, so that's like a bullet. But the other problem is it's traveling at least 10 times the speed of a high velocity rifle bullet. And speed with, in terms of energy, how much energy is going to be in the impact to cause devastation. Speed goes as the square of the velocity. So if you double the velocity, you quadruple the energy. In this case, if you're 10 times faster than the bullet, it's 100 times the energy of a bullet. And remember, a bullet you hold in your hand, this thing, it could be 100 meters wide. So the energy it's expected to release, if it does hit the Earth, would be about 8 megatons of TNT. So let's say 8,000 kilotons. And the bombs that dropped in the Second World War on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were about 15 kilotons. So this thing's 8,000. So, you know, it's nearly 1,000 times more powerful than the bombs dropped in the Second World War. And we saw the devastation they did. And we can estimate the path where it would come in, even if it misses us. It turns out the path will still be the same if it does hit us. And that would go across northern South America, over the Atlantic Ocean, and into Africa. So you say, it won't hit Ireland, we're grand. When this thing hits, it will devastate a several kilometer wide area with a crater. And anywhere for tens to hundreds of meters, it will suffer earthquakes that would level everything. So if it hit the middle of Ireland, it would basically devastate the whole island, even though it's only 100 meters. It's tiny compared to Ireland. And then it wouldn't be good for countries nearby either. There'd be massive dust thrown up into the atmosphere. And we've seen it happen before. We think in 1908 in Siberia, there was a similar sized object. Probably wasn't 100 meters. And it leveled 2,000 square kilometers of forest. If you see the pictures, it looks like all the trees been knocked over like matchsticks. 2,000 square kilometers. Nobody was killed because nobody lived in the area. A few reindeer were incinerated, but that was about it. And it happened again in the 1940s over South America, again, unpopulated area. So we think these things hit us every century or a couple of centuries, perhaps. So that's the fear, and we don't know exactly where it's going, because we've only just found it, and we're trying to project into the year 2032 when it'll next come close to the Earth.
Gosh, yeah. Of course, we will look to technology and say, well, can't we sort of send something up and explode it or hit its side like if you're playing snooker and hit it to the side so that it misses us? I mean, do we know much about the technology that's available?
Yeah, I mean, people have been studying this. You might remember the history of this is that from the 1980s, the Alvarez father and son team figured out that the dinosaurs were probably wiped out by an asteroid impact because they found the iridium there, which is sort of a smoking gun afterwards. And we're now pretty sure an object 10 to 15,000 meters across, a much bigger hit. Is it now the Gulf of America or the Gulf of Mexico? Let's say the north coast of Central, of the coast of Central America. And that blasted a crater 180 meters wide, we now know, and resulted in all the dinosaurs. In fact, it resulted in everything bigger than a dog being killed because of all the dust it threw up, meteorites it threw up, forest fires that raged thereafter. We had a nuclear winter scenario. So that's very big. That's definitely not going to happen. But there would be local devastation. Certainly, it would be a major event. It would be the worst in human history, in fact, in 2032 if it would happen. So people have been looking at it since that time. What's the threat from asteroids? And it was realized that it's pretty significant. It turns out, over millions of years, you're more likely to be killed in an asteroid impact than you are to win the lottery. So it's still a tiny, tiny chance, but asteroids tend to kill a lot of people every very long period of time, where somebody wins the lottery several times a year. So it's not quite the same statistic. And just to allay people's fears, we're worried about this. It's the worst thing we've seen since we've been looking for these objects, but it's still only a 2.2% chance it will hit us in 2032, which means there's a 98% chance it won't hit us. But it's reminding us we've got to have, like you say, a system to do something. We don't have a button we can push to send a craft to do something about the asteroid. And unlike the Hollywood movies, Armageddon, Deep Impact, and others, the idea is not that you blow the thing to smithereens. The idea is to move it off course, because it's got to go around the sun several times before it gets to us. So it's going to travel billions of kilometers. And at the end of the day, we just want it to miss the Earth, which is from the center to the edge about 6,000 kilometers. So we just need to move it a tiny bit now, so that after a few billion kilometers, it will just skim past us and miss us altogether. And that's probably the best thing, but we don't have that system ready. We have had telescopes now that are surveying the skies. We think we've found all the big objects, dinosaur killers, if you like, and we were working our way down to 140-meter objects. There's a new telescope called Vera Rubin Observatory, which comes online in the next year or so, and that's expected to sweep up even smaller objects. But we're maybe a decade away from being ultra-safe. So now we found this object, 100 meters across, just because it came close to the Earth at the end of December. In fact, it was closest to us on Christmas Day, not a nice Christmas present. And it'll then, it's tiny, so it'll go off well away from the Earth. We won't be able to see it with telescopes until it comes back in 2018. Then we'll measure its position really accurately, and we'll have a group of observations in 2024, 25, and, 2028 is the next time, not 2018. And then we can project forward, and we'll almost certainly know if it's going to hit the Earth or not in 2032. So we've all just got to sit and hold on tenterhooks until 2028, when the thing comes back and we measure its position. And then we'll know if we're going to need to launch rockets, and what can we do? We'll have to scramble to do something about it. So I know scientists have talked to them. They take it pretty seriously.
Yeah, okay. Thankfully. All right. Thanks very much indeed, David. Good morning to you.
No problem. Anyone wants more on this story, it's actually going to be the front cover story of the next issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine. So go to astronomy.ie and sign up today.
Thank you, David Moore from astronomy.ie, Astronomy Ireland. It's Morning Show at East Coast.